Speaking of finishing your checks, the one thing at 40 years old that you've become is a friend stealer. And the one friend that you stole from me, he's on the line, and he wants to say happy birthday to
you.
Wow. Let's bring him in here. You can bring in your best friend.
You go ahead.
Darcy Tucker, can you wish your best buddy here, the friend stealer, a happy 40th birthday?
Well, I don't know how good a friend. He hasn't shown up and played golf with me in about 3.5 weeks. He's been too busy playing with his other buddies, so he's stealing everybody's friends.
That is true. That is valid. I am working
the room. Let me hear how this goes down. You introduced him to some guys in a random round, and then he said, these guys are really cool, and now they're my friends.
That's exactly what happened. He moved on from both of us, and now he stole all my friends. I can't even get in a tea time with my friends now because he's in the tea times with them.
I do think I replaced your name actually recently. I think yeah. D. Tucker was taken out and B. Hayes was put in there. Now that I think about it, that could be factual, Tux. You could be right.
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely. And I have one other bone to pick while wishing him a happy birthday. Can somebody go back and find the exact words that were said by me about what he was going to shoot at the National and what position he was going to shoot it from? Because I said the tips, and all of a sudden you two idiots are playing from the old man 70-plus tees there.
That is true. We were playing, what, about 6,500 yards?
And you saw some of the tees. You would have been in big trouble.
You know I wasn't shooting 185. The tips or the front tees, 185 is outrageous at any golf course.
Well, definitely on, I think it's 14 at the National, you would not clear the gorge.
That's right. So you got to keep reloading pellets.
That's right. So I can confirm this 100% that you would be off that tee until you hit a pitching wedge to the lower tees and hit a 5-iron to the fairway.
Yes.
If you played it like that, you'd have been fine. But if you played it with your driver, it's not up in the air enough to get over that gorge.
But. Yeah, and you've been seeing me hit the driver. Even if it was 3 weeks ago, I could tell you it's not any better today, buddy. The driver has not been treating me well.
Tux, what do you think about what's going on in the Stanley Cup Finals? As I was just saying, how it's refreshing that it's such simple hockey. There's all these different fancy ways of equating what's going on. And they finish their checks, they're skilled, they're big, and they're getting some saves. And it doesn't seem very complicated, does it?
Well, it's a big, strong defense playing against a feisty group of forwards. And right now, that big, strong defense is taking over. And that's basically what you can equate it to. The goaltending hasn't been what it was for Florida. But at the same time, I look at that Golden Knights defense, and I'm just like, that's how you win in the playoffs, man. They're big, they could skate, they're in your face, and they don't allow anything to get through to their net, which is where Florida's had their heyday when they do win, is they're allowed to get into those areas of the ice that most other teams won't go to because their feisty forwards want to do it. And right now, that big, strong defense is not letting them get to that area, and then obviously Bob's not giving him the goaltending that he had in the other series.
Mm-hmm. You're probably the perfect guy to ask this question about a topic we were getting into last hour with Tkachuk getting, 2 out of 10 multiple times last night. Right. I personally thought that was awful officiating considering it's the Cup Final. Yes, he's getting crazy. Yes, he's doing some silly stuff. But they're about to go down 2-0. He's trying to send messages. He wants to make some sort of a statement. I'm sure you've been in that spot where the ref just gave you a 2 out of 10, and at that point are you saying, hey, wait a minute, like if it was a close game, you wouldn't throw me out. Why can't I send a message? Like, can you look back on that a little bit and kind of resonate with Tkachuk getting 2 and 10s and think, why? Like, I'm just sure I'm getting a little bit silly out here, but why not? It's a Cup Final.
Well, he got the last 10 for hitting somebody too hard. That's all
right.
He got the 10 for there because he didn't do anything. He basically got hit the guy, and then he got tied up and roughed up, and nothing really happened. There's no reason he should have got a 10 there, but he got the 10 because they just wanted to make sure, we can't hit that hard now. We got to be very,
right,
very careful on what we do. That's why he got that 10. Listen, he's trying to do what he thinks is best, and it's worked all playoffs. And right up to this point, nothing was really going on 10-wise for him before that. So I don't know why all of a sudden in the Stanley Cup Finals, maybe because somebody else is sitting in the stands and wants to make sure he's sending a message to everybody too. So that might be the whole reason for it. But at the end of the day, you know, this hockey is what hockey has always been about. And it's about who's going to, you know, play the hardest, who's going to be the most disciplined. And they weren't disciplined last night. You know, 94 takes a bad penalty. Mm-hmm. They score in the power play, gives them an opportunity to get the lead. And they never really looked back after that. So you got to be disciplined while trying to get away with some of the stuff that Tkachuk and the boys have gotten away with in the earlier series.
Talking about friends, did you get invited out to Kamloops for the Kamloops hug in the memorial? I saw Strutty and Holly and Iggy and Nasher and all those fools out there. Were you out there as well?
Well, you know this, Noodles. I'm an outlier when it comes to the Blazer Lava Fest. It's like being an Oiler. Maybe some of the Oilers didn't get invited. I got invited, yes, but I was like, boys, I got a wedding I got to attend, so I'm not going to be hugging too many people out there. But it was nice to see it back at Kamloops. It's a great, great hockey town, great junior hockey town, a place that I have very fond memories of and played with some amazing hockey players and was able to win some championships there. So you obviously don't forget that. But, you know, like Hazy says, I got some other things that I got to take care of here in Toronto too, like the Coffinwood Fest golf course edition of We Are Friends. So we've got a little tourney going on out there. So I had to get some things done here with the golf at Coffinwood because that's just as important as the Memorial Cup Fest.
Absolutely. 2-0 in my group. Just want to throw that out. One this morning. I think you're 2-0 too, so I'm coming for you, buddy. At some point it's going to happen. There'll be a clash.
Well, I've got my third match tomorrow, so if I played anything like I did today, I might be out of the tournament because the boys absolutely kicked my rear end this morning. So I got to wake up here. You know me, Hazy. If I take a couple days off golf, it's like it's like the Panthers taking 10 days off before the Stanley Cup Finals.
It's rusty. It's rusty, but you'll be all right. You'll be all right. It's all good. Well, thanks for calling in, pal. We appreciate it. And let's get out soon. Hey, we got to get out soon. We'll get the old dog out there, too.
Okay. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Let's get out soon, bud. You just let me know when something frees up your schedule after you.
Yeah.
You're playing with your friends over at Oakdale now, so just let me know when you're freed up.
We'll find time for you, buddy. We'll find time. Don't you worry. Thanks, Tux.
Appreciate it.
See you, buddy. There's Darcy Tucker.